This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you is in order for all who are with us to share time and quality time. It is DJV. Time is 7 after the hour. It's Monday. Jennifer's here. Victoria's here. Jay is with us in spirit at any rate. Business is good in lots of stores. And I went into a couple of different places. I bought some pants yesterday. I went to Kohl's to buy some work pants. And as usual, I spent a lot of time trying to find pants that were not made in China. Where are they made? Mexico, Bangladesh, Cambodia. And not one pair of pants with a famous American label on it. Hager, Levi, you know, that.
Can't you go to a workplace, though? Like, isn't there, like, Carhartt or one of those brand stores, right?
Tractor Supply.
Yeah, we'll try. You can go there.
It's my favorite.
But the fabric is too thick. Oh. For me, I like cool, light fabric for the summertime. In the winter, it's different. I got plenty of old woolen pants that I can wear, and I'm not around on the farm anyway that much in the wintertime.
He said but woolen.
That's so he funny. Did.
What was it? What's wrong with
that? Little house on the prairie.
Called. Yeah, they're woolen. They're just wool, but it's very, like, old-timey to say woolen, so that was
it
very
is?
Cute. Yes.
It's old, huh?
It's old-timey to say woolen.
Yeah, no one says woolen.
It's just wool, because it's made of wool. But woolen
after
is very
you warm
cute.
Yourself at the kerosene lamp in your woolen pants.
What in the world is the matter with you people? Woolen is woolen. Woolen. Okay, let's grab a few items of interest from the...
Ma warmed up the bathtub one tea kettle at a time.
Very fine. I did buy a new stovetop. I told you that, right? That was another trick.
Now you can take hot baths during the winter months.
I love when you say stove top. You just bought the top, not like the stove?
Yeah, no. I bought the range part where the cookers are, the filaments.
You bought a whole stove.
What do they
you
call
bought a
them?
Whole stove.
Yeah,
does it
no,
have an
I didn't
oven?
Buy a whole stove. I did not buy an oven. The oven in my house is in a different side of the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
It's just
okay,
the,
got
the
it.
Top.
So you did
it's
buy a stove
one of those
top.
Inversion, what do they call them? Is something that heats. The guy told me that the only pots this will work on are pots that a magnet will stick to.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's a, I mean, no.
An induction cooktop.
Induction. Thank you, Phil. An induction cooktop. That's what it is.
For right. Someone who doesn't even cook. Wow.
Right. Well, now at least I have one burner on my stovetop.
As long as it heats my
now.
Porridge in the morning.
His fish stew.
Okay. All right.
His refrigerator stew is what it should be called.
We haven't had a discussion of how Larry Elder is doing. Notice I always leave.
Salt your meats for the winter.
Yes, right. Put them in the cold storage room under the garage.
Right.
All right, that's where the potato cellar is. Put the potatoes in there as well. Okay, so
Larry
how's
Elder
Larry?
Is shaking. Larry is shaking things up. It is
good.
Absolutely crazy. He is trending all over the place. He had big events all weekend long. He had one in Orange County, one in Fresno. There was only a capacity of like 750 inside the Fresno rally. He had 1,450 people waiting outside.
Good.
He's shaking it up, and he's getting people to notice him. And Gavin Newsom is now mentioning him by name. It's the only candidate in the recall that he's mentioning by name. And imagine this. There's an investigation now that has been launched into Larry Elder's financial disclosures. There are questions about whether or not he talked about all of his sources of income. I can tell you the only reason that we're even getting this is because they're worried up in Sacramento that Larry might be on.
So what did Rob Reiner say about him?
Oh God, they're calling him all sorts of things. Rob Reiner said something like he's a crazy man and that he's to the far right of Donald Trump. You had someone in the LA Times this weekend write an op-ed about how he is the black face of white supremacy.
Great. So he is.
Well, it's really funny because for a long time, for months, Newsom was saying that this was just a recall fueled by white supremacists, which is the craziest thing on the planet. And as I said, he totally is missing who's behind the recall. There are the biggest demographic group behind the recall are Hispanics, not white supremacists. And so for Newsom to say that was ridiculous. And so when Larry jumps in the race, he's like, hello, I'm not a white supremacist over here. Look at me. So, yeah, there's a lot of hate and a lot of people digging around on Larry. But we'll see. Yeah. September 14th is the day.
Good luck. We're having a primary here in Framingham that day, too. My pal Charlie Suzitsky running against the current mayor, who's a disaster.
How's Charlie doing in the polls?
Very well. 3-1. But the interesting thing is that we have Sunday night meetings, the group that's really supporting him. And one of the things that you really have to make sure you don't do is become overconfident. You always, always in a circumstance.
Polls can't really be trusted. So.
Right. Yeah. You always act like the
voting underdog. Can't really be trusted. I mean, we had someone who was arrested with like all of these drugs and all of these blank ballots that they had taken from people's mailboxes.
Mail-in thing. Yep. Yep.
It's bad.
Bad. And I've made that point to the chagrin of some of my friends who think that we need to overhaul the voting system. Yeah, we do, so that you can prove that you're you when you go vote. Hello, ding, ding, ding. The Afghanistan situation, there are people who say Biden's botched it in any number of ways. At this point in time, does it make a difference? I guess the highlight of the thing today is that American Airlines is sending 3 777s, Delta sending 4, United sending 4. There's 2 other airlines that are sending larger planes over under charter to the U.S. government to ferry these people. They just sent crews. They sent a half a dozen pilots with each plane, and they're just going to use the planes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth to ferry these people because they obviously can't fly a 777 into Kabul. So the Air Force is bringing them to various places, staging areas around, and then the planes are bringing them back to America.
There's a lot of private airlines are getting involved, and then there are also news outlets who are trying to rescue, like, their sources.
Yeah.
So news outlets are getting involved. What's happening, though, there was a shooting over the weekend that killed a few people. This group, they're identifying themselves as ISK, which is like the Islamic State something or other. And
the Islamic State Killers.
Yeah, maybe. And they're now shooting at planes and trying to take advantage of the situation. So that's been halting.
Aren't they shooting at kids, too? Children being shot?
Of course, children and women are being shot. And men who have helped the United States and who have helped our allies. Yes, they're all being targeted, not just by the Taliban, but by this group who's now making it really hard to evacuate some of these people who are trying to go. And the reason people bring up Biden's handling of it, and it's not just right-wingers, is that, and they did it this weekend, he did a press availability this weekend, and I think he's supposed to do another update today, is that there's a new CBS poll out that now says the majority of Americans feel that Biden is not competent to serve in office. That's CBS. Yeah. That's not a conservative outlet.
His approval rating is really low, that's for sure.
It's not really that low. It dropped because it was so high. Yeah, but he's still at like 46% or something. So it was super high, and now it's around, you know. Still,
right,
46% isn't terrible.
Trump would have been very happy to have a 46% approval.
He never got
that. Well, he kind of did. He was hovering around in that area, depending on the poll that you looked at. But I think what's more about, forget the popularity, are you competent in your actions as president? And now the majority of people are saying no. And so he was asked about that at the press conference yesterday, and he seemed taken aback by it, almost like he hadn't seen it. And there are a lot of people, even over the weekend, Antony Blinken, who's a Secretary of State, was asked, is Biden really aware of what is going on and how this is being talked about? And Blinken didn't come out and say yes.
Chris Wallace asked that question, didn't he?
Yes. And Blinken said, this is an emotional time for everyone. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that he's apprised of the situation or not? So who is talking to him? What is his reality? Is he the one making the decisions? He says that he is. I mean, it's creating a lot more questions than there are answers to at this point.
Mm. So where are the Democrats are coming down? It seems there's a group that think Biden's doing a great job. It's kind of like the Trump thing. A bunch of Republicans think Trump's wonderful. A bunch of Republicans think he's terrible. That seems to be the way the Democrats are going. Democrats, I look at a number of them trying to distance themselves from the president, not only about the thing with Afghanistan, but a lot of other things that younger voters thought was important, and they were supporting Biden, and now they feel left in the dust. So what does that mean for the future getting stuff done?
Well, the younger voters on the left want much more of, you know, they want more of a progressive agenda to be pushed. And so that, you know, the younger voters want, you know, Afghans brought here to the United States, whereas independents and older, well, not all. He made it very clear about the vetting process and everything, how this is all going. So, but yeah, I think that's, you're never going to please everybody, right? I mean, you're especially
sure.
With the Democratic Party, which swings. I think the Democratic Party has much more of a pendulum swing than the Republicans do. And so you've got to go, you go way, way far to the left, and then you go way, way towards the center. And, you know, Biden's kind of in the middle of that, and he always has been. He hasn't changed. He hasn't deviated.
But he's been operating from a much more progressive perspective. I mean, the first 7 months of his presidency were very, very, very progressive. And so
not nearly enough for the left, though.
Well, that's what's so frightening, actually.
Jennifer, before you have to go, why did Trump get booed at that rally in Alabama after
he encouraged... We talked about this. COVID. Did you see that rally?
Well, why?
Did you see the rally?
It was really Trump, right or wrong. It has been, anyway.
Okay. The media was overplaying the fact that he got booed. When he brought up the vaccine, some of the crowd booed because he brought up the vaccine, because I think people are over the top with mandates. But that crowd, if I'm sitting there and I'm a Democratic strategist and I see what happened in Afghanistan, and if I see the approval ratings on the presence in the Democrat Party going down, and I see a Trump rally that looks like what it did in Alabama, I might be worried about the midterms, I think.
Well, I think they have something to worry about, yeah, for sure. All right, 18 after the hour, you're listening to the We're Not Divided Here, We're United. It's the DJV Show. Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skill sets to help candidates prove that they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined. That's according to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Okay, so if you're like me and still doing your back-to-school shopping, one word, Kohl's. Right now they have the best deals on the brands my kids love. I got my son Converse sneakers for $60, 25% off Vans seats for my daughter, and 25% off Nike gear for both of them. Oh, but the best part, I got an extra 20% off and Kohl's cash too. So I may just have to go back and get a little something for myself. Flex style, Vans, Converse, and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends August 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now 23 after the hour on the DJV program, Doug and Victoria are going through some of Jay's lists on trending items, various social media, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So we're going to check on the status of Angelina Jolie, who has just joined Instagram right after this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's get to Angelina Jolie, who is, I guess we would say she's controversial, don't you think so, Victoria, in a sense?
Not really. I mean, back in the day when she was with Billy Bob Thornton and they had the, you know, the vials of blood or whatever, sure. But yeah. I think since becoming a mother, and I would not consider her to be controversial now. Really? But what she did do, that's a good thing. She has been working with the United Nations for a long time. She is she's a special envoy to the UNHCR, which is the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. And so she joined Instagram over the weekend. Just so she can amplify these voices of, you know, of refugees in Afghanistan. She posted a letter from a young Afghani girl that she had received, and she said, right now the people of Afghanistan are losing their ability to communicate on social media and to express themselves freely, so I've come on Instagram to share their stories. And so, you know, it's the heartbreaking stuff that we've been hearing about, you know, young girls who used to go to school and older women who went to work and had rights and you know, didn't live in fear. And now that situation is very different. And so she's using her platform, which is a large one. She's one post on Instagram, she's already got over 6 million followers. So she's definitely using her platform for good.
Yeah, okay. Holly Madison, a name that was not necessarily a household, well, it was when she was at the Playboy Mansion. Notice, though, a couple of different references to her lately, and mm-hmm. I find out that it's because she's doing a documentary series on the Playboy, right? Playboy Mansion, Hugh Hefner, etc.
She's part of it. A&E Network is actually doing, it's called Secrets of Playboy. It's a 10-part documentary series examining the world of Hugh Hefner. Holly Madison was one of his, you know, famous or infamous girlfriends. She starred in The Girls Next Door with Bridget Marquardt and Kendra Wilkinson. The three of them were his girlfriends who were on that show. The show was wildly popular. I never missed an episode myself. It was bizarre that they had turned the Playboy bunnies into, like, this sort of wholesome Girls Next Door show, but it worked. And so Holly's now 41, and she's married and has her own family, but she said that in the trailer, I didn't realize that getting into the Playboy world was a dangerous choice. I'm not sure what she's referring to, but I guess that's the tease to make us watch the show or watch the documentary series. But it's going to be on A&E next year. It's going to debut, and apparently a lot of the other Playboy playmates are in this and talking about what life was really like with Hugh Hefner.
What do you think it was like? Come on.
Pretty gross, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's kind of foolish. Well, in a sense, it's a way of getting somebody to watch stuff and sell advertising. Whoopee! 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 2010 letter written by Osama bin Laden commanded al-Qaeda to specifically not target Joe Biden because his presidency would be a disaster for America. The letter was discovered at bin Laden's hideout in Pakistan after he was killed by U.S. forces in 2011. The letter was released by the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point. A mild case of COVID-19 has left the body of Texas Governor Greg Abbott as he no longer tests positive for the virus. Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife Jacqueline remain hospitalized with COVID-19 Monday at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago, Illinois. 79-year-old Reverend Jackson was fully vaccinated back in January. Jackson was also diagnosed with Parkinson's back in 2017. Tropical Depression Henri continued to weaken early Monday morning, but was expected to continue to bring heavy rain to Massachusetts, western New England, and New York nearly 24 hours after the storm made landfall in westerly Rhode Island on Sunday. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As the Biden administration is telling Americans to get a vaccine booster shot, data suggests we don't know if it's going to help or hurt Americans. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
COVID booster shots are going to be available to anyone who is eligible as soon as next month. The CDC and FDA believing the third shot will boost your protection as the initial two shots begin to wear down over time. Health officials saying a third shot will come 8 months after the second dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. It is recommended that anyone with a compromised immune system get the third shot as soon as possible. As far as any side effects from that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
There's a little bit less information about how this third dose people might respond because it's not something that we've been doing on a widespread basis. I think in general, the common sense answer to that is you can expect similar maybe aches, muscle pain, fever for 24 to 48 hours, because that's what tends to happen when the immune system is ramping up in response to any vaccine.
An Apple II manual from 1980 that was personally signed by late Apple founder Steve Jobs sells for nearly $800,000 to Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay. Apple would eventually go public, offering IPOs in December of 1980, just 3 years after the release of Apple II. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour on Monday, the DJV program, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, the situation. If you are feeling disconnected because you've turned off all your electronics over the weekend, you've actually sat down and talked to somebody, good for you. Hooray. Hooray, hooray, hooray. So what have you missed? Well, there's the COVID stuff. I don't know, it doesn't feel like there's anything really new. There's what's going on in Afghanistan, a firefight erupting at the airport last night and early today. They're about halfway around, so they're, if it's 8 o'clock in the morning here, it's probably 8 o'clock at night there. So they've got a lot of, there was the U.S. German soldiers shooting at some unidentified gunmen. See, there are all these wild-eyed crazies. There's the Taliban leadership, and it supposedly says, this is how we're going to do things. And then there are all these people that are coming along, youngsters, most of them, who just want to shoot it up. That's all they have. you know, if you imagine anything as sick as having stars in your eyes about being a member of the Taliban. These are kids 13, 14, 15 years old that have no, they're ignorant, they have no education. I don't know what happened during our time there. We apparently didn't influence education much, Victoria.
Oh, that's not true at all. That's absolutely not true. The average age of the people living there is 18, and they have never known. This has been 20 years of the Taliban not being there, and so
why are all these kids, this young group, why are they the mainstays of the new people that are running around shooting things up?
Well, the young boys have been recruited by the Taliban. That's always what they've done. But for women and girls, no, the education has been, I mean, there are girls who are sending out messages that are being picked up, you know, over here and put on social media. I mean, girls literally saying that they would die for their education. And so education has been a huge part.
What I was really focused on were the young boys, because the girls don't have...
Well, the young boys have always been recruited into all kinds of terrorist groups.
Did they not have equal opportunity education? Did they focus more on educating the girls because they hadn't ever been educated? Girls were prohibited from getting an education prior to 20 years.
And women weren't allowed to work, and there were a lot of things. Yeah. No, there were plenty of young boys who went to school, you know, in the Kabul area, which is now taken over by the Taliban. The young boys, and I don't know this, I'm just guessing, I would guess that the young boys who have moved in and to these major cities with the Taliban were recruited maybe elsewhere, I don't know. Or now they have no choice, and the Taliban has taken over and pointed a gun at them and said, look, it's either you die or you join us. I think that's a pretty clear choice.
Jump in while you can. All right, back to COVID a little bit here. I see that Governor Kemp of Georgia issuing an executive order that allows businesses to not comply with local mask mandates or COVID mandates. That means, I guess, if... who would be, Pat, you're talking about a city that says everybody has to get masked and everybody's got to have a shot in order to go into City Hall, let's say. Is that how shakes out? Because there have been three states, Georgia, Texas, and Florida, where they have basically said ignore the mandates. So if they've said ignore the mandates, who's coming up with the mandates?
The local school boards, the counties, the different municipalities. This is going to end up in court for a long time. And so these governors that are coming in and overriding the ban, it goes back and forth. It's exhausting. I just wish that people could just focus on the most important part of this, which is COVID itself. Mm-hmm. And it seems like that's kind of getting lost in the shuffle here. So, I mean, some COVID news that's happening, the Pfizer vaccine is expected to have full FDA approval as soon as today. So that's good news. That moves things forward. And then I don't know if you saw this.
But hold on just a second.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean? It is expected to have full approval. People say
it's been on an emergency basis until now.
So how does that differ in the fact that people want maybe to get a third shot? Will that change people's minds that might have said, hasn't been approved officially, so I'm not taking it?
Right. And a lot of people have been using that excuse, and I say excuse because that's not really a valid reason. So a lot of people have been saying, I'll get it when it's fully approved, thinking it would be 5 years from now and it would be a moot point, but here you go. So, as of today, it is expected to be fully approved. What that also changes is a lot of the language written for universities. You know, UVA has just disenrolled or unenrolled 100 students or more, the hundreds of students who refuse to get vaccinated. And the school's rule is, hey, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come to campus. So what this does is the language in a lot of the universities have said that if a vaccine is fully approved by the FDA, then they can require it of their students. So in Indiana and other places where this started rolling out earlier,
are these public schools or are these private colleges?
Either ones.
Public schools have a The private colleges can do what they want, and
right.
They
so
can
if,
say
but what I'm saying
mandated.
Though is it's about what's in the language, which what's written in the rules that each university has. So now having Pfizer be fully recognized and approved by the FDA, it gets them, it helps the school out because they're allowed to say, well, this is fully approved by the FDA. You don't have an excuse. You either get the shot or you don't come to school.
Hmm. All right, so speaking of school, one of the things schools are opening today, huge opening day around the country, and one of the biggest problems, I know we face it here in Framingham, they fired the last bus company because they didn't have enough drivers. Well, guess what? The new bus company can't find enough drivers either, and that appears to be a problem all around the country. So reopening plans have been somewhat dissuaded because you can't get school bus drivers. It's the same old thing, the business about people staying home because they can make more money sitting on their hands and not going out to work.
That's actually not the case in for the bus drivers because the bus driving union. Okay, well, the bus driving unions have come out and said that the main shortage that they're finding with drivers is that drivers are objecting to the mask mandates. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the biggest issues that they're having because everyone has to wear a mask on the bus. And so the drivers don't want to do that. They said that's where they're finding the biggest issue.
Well, that they are.
Because the extra unemployment insurance has run out in almost every state. So that's not really helping a bus driver who's not working. They're getting other jobs. They're moving.
Yeah.
That's the thing that people don't realize. Are the job sectors are just blending into each other. Everyone's jumping around. I'm going to work for a restaurant here, and if that doesn't work out, then I'm going to be an Uber driver over here. You know, two very different industries. And that's happening a lot.
Today is National Sponge Cake Day. The dessert, first created in the mid-16th century. Italian pastry chef was working for a Spanish lord. Since then, sponge cake has become a popular dessert. You like sponge cake? A little ice cream, strawberry sauce on it? Yeah. A lot of variations of this. One of the most popular is the Victorian sponge. Named after Queen Victoria, who is said to have enjoyed a slice or two of sponge cake with her afternoon tea, raspberry jam, whipped cream. That's cool. Yep, I'm all for that. Where do I sign up for that every day? I'll take some of that, please. Other food news, Panera Bread is getting into the fall flavor game. They have a new latte that'll be in the stores next week. They're adding cinnamon crunch latte. Do you go to Panera for latte, though? Don't you go to Panera for good soups?
Well, you get it
sandwiches?
While you're... No, if you pick up some of their, you know, breakfast stuff. Their cinnamon crunch bagel, apparently they sell 5,000 of them every hour.
Really?
So people are going for breakfast at Panera, and then they're going to now add the cinnamon crunch latte, which I think will probably sell very well. If you think of all the stuff that Dunkin' Donuts sells, right, and Starbucks, why not?
Oh, yeah, garbage. Oof.
Well, you don't drink coffee, but, you know,
no,
Panera actually has very good coffee.
There's nothing better than getting into bed at night into those soft, comfortable sheets. You've had a long day. I feel that way. At the end of the day, I want to climb in and go right to sleep. I've got my MyPillow. I've got my MyPillow sheets. I have my MyPillow mattress cover, mattress itself. This is a fabulous combination, and more things are available. The MyPillow product catalog has all of the things that you perhaps have been looking for. It's a good time of year to get this stuff. These elegant pillows that they have, all the products, the various pillows, dog pillows, towels that are on sale right now. Get them all with a promo code DJV. You can get a queen size My Pillow, usually $69.97, now $29.98 with the discount. Find that as it applies to all the things at MyPillow.com. Great time to buy. Great time for sheets and towels and that sort of thing. Go to MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses.
It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
All right, 46 after the hour. I would like to play for you one more time. One of the radio guys that I know has done a vignette, a story about the goodness of people that I posted on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, and it's also on the DJV show website. Listen to this and pass it around, please.
People think we're more now than we've been in a long time. I know it can seem that way, but when I was a little kid in 1969, the Vietnam War was tearing the country apart. And they'd shot John F. Kennedy, and they'd shot Bobby Kennedy. They'd shot Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And there was the Manson family and the Zodiac Killer, and it just felt like the whole country had lost its mind. My father, who'd grown up in the Depression, well, his faith in humanity was just at a low ebb. And the two of us that June were driving from L.A. to Oakland in our old 1960 Oldsmobile, and the water pump blew out south of Bakersfield. And so, and this was long before cell phones, so we were going to have to hoof it like 9 or 10 miles into town when this young cowboy pulls up in a flatbed and offers to tow us in. All my dad had on him for money was this old Chevron gas card, so he kept telling this young fellow, you know, I can't pay you. And the young cowboy's looking at him like, yeah, I wasn't going to charge you. So he rolls us into town, and this is a Sunday, so nothing's open. So he has to go get his mechanic friend to open up his garage, and my dad says, hey, listen, I don't have any money. And the mechanic says, you know, we'll work something out. And then they all realize they don't have the actual part, so now they got to go roust out the local auto parts store owner, and they bring him down. And my father's like, okay, we need to talk about how this is all going to get settled. Because he just couldn't imagine anybody being this trusting about the money. So the cowboy says, look at that, it'll make you feel better. I got a bunch of watermelons I need to get loaded onto my flatbed, and it's pretty hot work, and if you help me out, I'll pay for the part. So next thing you know, we're all unloading watermelons from inside a rail car, and that's about 140 degrees. And 90 minutes later, we are soaked in sweat, and up rolls the car just running like a top. And my dad says, I really don't know how to thank you fellas for this good turn. And we're turning to go, and the mechanic gets this look on his face and says, whoa, where do you think you're going? And you could see on my father's face just all the fear and distrust come to the surface. He's stiffened like a leopard. And the mechanic says, no. My wife's going to make us all Sunday dinner, and you and the boy can get a shower and a clean shirt, and it'll make the drive easier for all of us. So we sat down for a dinner of fried chicken from the chicken right over there and corn on the cob from the corn right over there. Man, I got to tell you, we'll never have a meal that good ever again. And my dad didn't say maybe three words the whole drive. But when we got home, I got into bed, and I was just about to turn off the light. And he stops in the doorway, and he says to me, no matter what you see in the movies or on TV or you read in the papers, you listen to me. That's how people really are. And about a month later, Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. So, keep the faith.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wow. All right, let's see if we can mumble and stumble our way into this. 53 past the hour. Movie news, movie moments. Chuck Curry is here to give us the overview of box office totals, and we'll find out whether your movie that you went to see this weekend made it into the top 5 or the top 10 right after this.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch, and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy. Song and dance man Gene Kelly with Debbie Reynolds.
I'm laughing at
singing in the rain. She did Good Morning, Good Morning. I slept the whole night through. Anyway, why are we celebrating singing in the rain, Chucker?
Because I noticed Gene Kelly was born on this day in 1912. I've done a couple of revivals of that film on the big screen. I gotta tell you, that sequence is every bit as great as advertised. It's one of the all-time great sequences ever shot for a movie. He was a tremendous talent. You know, I just thought about, you know, before we went on the air, I was thinking in my mind's eye, that this generation, for whatever reason, does not enjoy watching musicals, the majority of them. Like, if this movie played in a movie theater, it was made now, it probably would not do very well, which I think is sort of a sad state of affairs, but it's just a fact.
All right, let's, speaking of the facts, Tav, you go over the box office totals from the weekend. I went to see three movies this weekend. Protégé, I actually saw last Thursday night when it opened. I thought it was very good. I thought Maggie Q is coming to her own, and Samuel L. Jackson puts in his usual very good performance, and Michael Keaton plays a role that you're not used to seeing him in. I went to see Jungle Cruise with The Rock and Emily Blunt. I mean, if she's if somebody you could fall in love with, she's just that good. That much fun. The chemistry with her and The Rock is great. And then I wasted a time watching Free Guy for a while. The only reason I wanted to see it is because it was filmed in Framingham. But all of my cohorts here said, reminded me, it's about a video game. Why would you go see that?
I can't believe you would choose that.
Well, because it was shot in Framingham. That's why I went to see it. Other than that. Anyway, so that's a waste of time. But how'd they do all of them on the box office total department,
well,
Chucker?
There were some big positives here and a few normal negatives.
Oh, by the way, all the theaters that I went into were either full or close to being full.
Okay, so now here's a big positive. Free Guy in weekend number, it was number one last week. It did about $29 million in business, which Disney was very satisfied with that number. It had a very good, it had the best post-COVID hold week to week, only dropping off 33%, so it did almost $19 million, $58.8 million in 10 days of release. That's a big positive. Now, on the negative, which is normal for August, a couple of movies opened and did not do well. The Prestige, which you saw, only did $2.9 million.
Now, Protégé is what it's called.
A Protégé, right, the Protégé. And then the Hugh Jackman movie, Reminiscent, which was on HBO Max day to day, only did $2 million in
well, they shot themselves in the foot by having it on an HBO Max.
Yeah,
at the same
but that
time.
Happens in the month of August. Animated Paw Patrol placed second, $13 million.
So why would you open a movie like Protégé, which is a good action flick? Why wouldn't you wait and open it up next month?
I don't know. I got to be honest. It's not the type of casting that's going to pull in a big audience anyway. With this in this environment, there wasn't.
Why the three good actors? Samuel L. Jackson,
you know, but not exactly people getting in the car driving to the movie theater. Can't wait to see the one story that I did find interesting. Disney released more numbers on streaming. Black Widow has done $367 million worldwide. And $125 million in streaming grosses, which is mostly profitable. Having said that, $125 million worldwide streaming for Black Widow, I don't think that's a good number. They need theaters. They need theaters. They will not survive strictly on streaming.
Yeah, good. I hope they're smart enough to get that. Because all the trailers said, only in theaters for...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.